Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
9 to 12, Saturday and Sunday with Reggie Philander.
Welcome into the studio with me, Teppo Pizzo. How are you, Teppo?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Well, nice one. First of all, I'd like to congratulate your nose, you and your nose, for smelling exactly what I'm wearing. I love this fragrance. I don't use anything else. And you told me that you also produce it,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me about your company. It is called Maison Niche
Essential.
Essential. How did you come about that name?
Yeah, so basically, I had been selling fragrances for about a year because I was just testing the whole fragrance scene out because before you actually go into something, you have to test the waters, right?
Yeah.
So, and then there came a time where I was focusing on niche perfumes. And so people knew me as a niche perfume seller, right? And so because I associate fragrances with the French, I went with the French name. It's actually Maison. Which means house, or the toilet, out of the toilet. So it's Maison Niche Essentiel, which means the house of niche essentials.
Yes.
And so basically that's how I came up with the name. And the company is just a year old, but then I've been selling fragrances for about 2 years now.
Okay. Yeah. Great stuff. No problem, man. You not only do you do fragrances, you do scented candles as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so because I've got a niche market, and so what I've done is I'm trying to go into all things scented. And so I have a particular group of people who want certain types of things.
Yes.
And so what I've done is I've moved from just perfumes to everything else that smells different to what everybody else sells.
Yeah.
And that's actually what the niche market is.
All right. Great stuff. Yeah, I know. I love. We're still very young. I must just let you know. Yeah. But by the way, I took a picture, so you're on our Facebook page. Find us on Radio 2000, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Radio 2000 underscore ZA. Man, when did you begin this? What inspired you? How did it begin?
It was in the heart of lockdown. So my wife was actually heavily pregnant.
Whoa.
And I had been thinking of a business to go into. And prior to me starting this, I had actually done my research. But then to pull the trigger was that whole situation. She was stressed at work and she couldn't work. And I was like, you know what? Let me pull the trigger on this business and see how it goes. And then it did well.
Wow.
And then eventually I was like,
the benefits of COVID.
Definitely.
Great stuff. And if that didn't happen, well, you wouldn't have been here
now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you mix your own? Or do you manufacture your own fragrance? How do you do that? Did you go for training?
No.
To study this?
You know the
chemicals.
The benefits of, and I'm just gonna put it like it is.
Yes.
The benefits of the age we live in with internet and everybody putting out information out there.
Yeah.
Like this. There's so much that you can learn just from being on the internet.
Wow, there we go.
And so what I did was I looked at it, and at first I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys that are in the business that inspired me wouldn't tell me how they did it.
Yes.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do my research, and I'm going to find out, and it's actually easy. Like, I could teach you in less than 5 minutes how to do it.
Wow. Right, the digital age, So you could learn almost everything there. I'm sure with, like, any other business or any other venture in life, there are challenges.
Definitely.
What were yours?
Capital.
Yeah.
So So what happened was, so I own another business that I'm closing down now. So I'm a tutor. Mm. So I've been doing it for, what is it, from 2011 to now is what? 10 years, 10 years plus. So because that took so long to grow and it wasn't actually beneficial for me to continue doing it. So when I went into the fragrances, I was like, man, I'm making in a day what I make in a month.
Oh.
And so I was like, you know what? I'd rather spend my energies doing this that gives me money now. Because, I can only spread myself so much. And I mean, if we need to survive, we need to survive now.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I love teaching children, but maybe at another time.
All right, cool. Are you familiar with the track Sister Bettina? No, that's not part of the interview. That was just so off the cuff. Do you have names for your authentic names that you maybe came up with for your fragrances?
Yeah, definitely. So one of my top sellers is what I call CEO 540.
Yeah.
And the reason I called it CEO is because it smells like a person with money.
Yeah.
And so what I did was, I was like, I didn't have a name for it then. And then I was like, smell this. And if you disagree with me that a CEO smells like this, then you'll be the first. And from the, like, everybody was like, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
This does smell like a CEO.
Yeah.
So that's actually my top seller. And I've got Nomadic Amber, which is my second top seller. And then I've got 33. This is a ton. So I've got over 100 variants that I make.
If I had to give you a task and challenge you to produce a bottle and call it load shedding, what would you put in there?
If it's load shedding, it would be
you
something.
Put nothing, an empty bottle. Right, we're talking to Tempo Pizza. Wow, I'm so excited. You're going to have to give me your business card, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and it does perfumes, room diffusers.
Yes, definitely.
As well as scented candles. How do we get hold of you and see your work?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I am at Maison, which is Maison underscore niche, which is niche underscore NGL. So you spell it as essential, but without the A at the end, you substitute that with the E. And then you have an underscore under that. So it's Maison underscore niche underscore essential underscore.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on Facebook, I'm Maison niche essential. And then I've also got a WhatsApp line for those who want to order. And it's 065-816-1312. And then I've got a website as well. Now you're thinking, what's the website?
Yeah, what's the website?
The name is long.
The name, yeah.
So it's www.m-niche-e.com.
Please repeat that again for someone who just tuned in.
It's www.m-niche-e.com. niche-e.com.
Great stuff. And we're coming to you live from the Linden Market. It's a spring edition at the Botanical Gardens. And we're talking fragrances, we're talking food, we're talking clothing, all local brands. And we're talking about supporting. Do you think that we as South Africans are supporting local talent and local brands enough?
That's a good question. So here's the thing. I think, and I'll be frank, so I've got a... I can see my customer from a distance. I've gotten to learn that, right? And because we do a whole lot of markets, because we can't actually afford a mall because of the prices. So these kinds of events actually help us. It helps us put food on the table. It helps us expand. It helps us employ others. And so in terms of support, yes, it's great. Could it be better? Definitely. And so, yeah, I think you have people who are for small businesses and have a heart to actually put money into your pocket, not because they're trying to feed your family, but also because you sell quality. Yeah,
great stuff. I love the way you think. Tempo Pizza from Maison.
Maison.
Niche. Essential. Great stuff. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And I always get those parental goosebumps when I see young guys like you. Driven. You know what I'm saying? They call me Malume Rage.
Okay. Thank you, Malume.
All the best. All the best with your business. All right.
Thank you so much.
Catch the Radio 2000 podcast on radio2000.co.za.